What's going on, y'all? Stolen Sports here. Another episode. Let's try to keep it positive as much as possible on this episode. That's my angle, this show. I know it's tough with everything that's going on in the world of sports and the world in general. Every day seems like there's something negative. But today, I'm trying to keep it all on the positive side of things. Like they said, the glass is half full, not half empty. So let's go for it. NBA is coming back into the month, next month, if everybody doesn't test positive for coronavirus. I think at this point they've tested 300 plus players. I think they said they have 16 positive players at this point. It's going to be good. I mean, I'm looking forward to the NBA coming back on TV. It's going to be a little weird without the fans being in the stands. I'm assuming they're going to pump in some crowd noise, but it's something to watch, man. And the NBA is going to be coming back. Baseball even before that. So Major League Baseball struck a deal between the players and the owners, and I believe they're only going to be playing a 60-game season. That's all they need. They don't need 160-plus games, whatever they were playing before. That means every game counts. You can actually say that in baseball now. Years past, you couldn't say that until the playoffs. But now, they're only going to play 60 games. So if you lose five in a row, you might be out of it. I know they're going to add an extra playoff team, I believe, in each conference on the AL and the NL, and also going to have designated hitters in each AL and National League, which would be good to add a little spice to the league. And I do believe also, another added thing they're going to do, they're going to have a player start off on the second base when it goes to extra innings. So a little added, a little something, spiced up the game a little bit. Maybe they'll speed these games up. Maybe they won't go 17 innings like they do in the past. And that'll help fan base. Hopefully, this will make things better for baseball. And maybe in the future, they can keep some of these rules, even though baseball is so don't like changing no rules. If it works out, I think they should try to keep it. Hey, change is good, baby. And this would be good for baseball. It's going to be back. And what's good about it, all these sports coming back. NFL, NBA, don't know about college football yet. Major League Baseball, since it's going to be a little unorthodox, I mean, training camps are going to be cut short. Teams are not going to have certain players because of coronavirus injuries and all that other stuff. You don't know who's going to win. And right now, if you look it up on Vegas, they're going to say that the Yankees, Red Sox, you know, those typical teams, that Dodgers, they're going to be in the World Series. But, hey, man, with this short season and all this stuff going on, who's to say what's going to happen? You can have two completely crazy teams in the World Series. A team might start off on a 15-game winning streak, and all of a sudden they get a big lead on the team in their division, and they run away with it. You just never know. That's what's going to be great about this. It's going to be entertaining. A lot better than watching these old games I've been watching. Something that's a little more current. Something I don't really know what's going to happen. Can't get into it, those old ones. I've been trying. Kind of tough when you know what's going to happen. Even the team you're rooting for is still going to win. It's still not the same as watching it live and in color. So, yeah, man, baseball's coming back. Football. Basketball. I'm excited. How about you guys? Because I definitely need some sports, something to root for in my life right now, that's for sure. Yeah, man, like I said, the NBA is going to be in this bubble down in New Orleans, almost said New Orleans. They're going to be in this bubble down in Orlando, Florida. How this bubble is going to work, I don't know. It's going to be very interesting. And once they get the players there, they say they're going to limit the amount of people that can go in the bubble. So I'm assuming, like prison, once you go in the bubble, you can't go out of the bubble. If you go out of the bubble, you can't come back in the bubble because of coronavirus. And you might infect players and other people. Kind of like when your grandma told you, once you go outside, stay outside. When you come inside, stay inside because you're letting all my air out. It's going to be, seems like it's going to be that type of situation. So they got to figure out how they want to do this whole thing. Who's going to be essential? They were talking about people having their barbers be there the whole time. Certain barbers there, and if you know if you're a certain status, they're probably going to let you bring your own barber, if you know what I mean, LeBron James. So all that stuff has to be figured out. Certain chefs going to be there. But the crazy part is they're not going to allow them to have their families, which is kind of odd. That's why you see a lot of players backing out of it. They say, hey, man, I'm not really that good anyway. Well, I don't want to go away, be away from my family. I might as well just stay here at home and be close to them. Because over there, you're going to be there by yourself with your teammates, of course, but not your family. That's not the typical NBA life. They're used to being on the road for a week or so, but not a few months. That's if you're good enough to move on in the playoffs and stick around for a few months. But it's going to be very interesting, man. See how that works out, because looking at it right off the jump, you would think Lakers, Milwaukee, they're the two best teams all year, maybe the Clippers, and in either conference, they're going to be there in the finals. But you just don't know. The unknown is what's going to make this so exciting, because we don't know if everyone's going to be able to stay healthy. Are they going to have that same chemistry? Because if you look at the layoff from the time basketball stopped in March, but the last day game was March the 11th. So when it starts again, the end of July, that gap is longer than the regular offseason. So it's kind of like them starting a brand new season all over again. So it's going to make it very interesting. They're going to have this little mini training camp for a few weeks so they can get back in the flow of things, see how things go. Players used to being away from home, you know, FaceTime with their family members, kids, all that other good stuff, and they're going to see how it goes. But it's going to be very interesting because I'm going to be looking forward to see how this whole thing works out. They're going to have an eight games before the playoffs starts. That's going to give some teams that didn't make the playoffs a chance to jump up to one of those top eight seeds. I mean, we all know the reason why they're doing this, because they're trying to get Zion, the next great, potentially great superstar in the NBA. They're trying to get him in his playoffs. I guess they figure if Zion in there, that'll help out the ratings. So I guess they figure if Zion moves his team up to the eighth seed and the Lakers are the one seed, boom, you got prime time ratings. Maybe they make up for a lot of that money they lost, all those players not playing all this time. So they're not going to get that revenue from the fan base as far as the fans being in the stands, but they will get that TV money because they're going to make a lot of money off of that, because people are going to be waiting impatiently to watch those games, because at this point, there's been nothing on. So when those games do come back on, even baseball is going to benefit a lot from this. When they're going to start a few weeks before basketball, so when they start off, the ratings should be through the roof, man. I'm pretty sure they're going to set this up perfect. They're probably going to have Yankees, Red Sox starting the season off, you know, Dodgers and whatever team out west, San Francisco Giants. I'm pretty sure they're going to find a way to set it up. You know, you got old rivalries. They'll have Astros, Rangers playing each other. Yeah, you know, it's going to be very interesting to see how they do this. But if they play it right, they can make a lot of money off of this, man. And they can get their fan base back, because they needed to come back and play baseball more than any other sport, because they can't afford to be away for too long, because they're already, to me, suffering as far as fan base. So I would definitely, if I was them, it's smart for them to start before basketball. It would have been perfect in a perfect world for them to start right around 4th of July. But that would really make their ratings go up even higher. I mean, consider people not really supposed to have big parties with the virus going around. But you believe me, people will be getting together for the 4th anyway. You know, as Americans, we don't listen. But we'll see what happens with that. I'm saying baseball is going to be back. I'm waiting on that to come back. they're still going to travel, though, which is interesting. They're not going to travel as far. You won't see teams flying from New York to Seattle or nothing like that. Apparently, they're going to play most of their games in that little area. You mean like all the California teams? You got about four California teams. They will probably play each other more than anybody else. And you will see probably California teams maybe fly to St. Louis and Seattle and maybe the two Texas teams, I can see that. I mean, I don't know the ins and outs of this. This is just some of the things I've read, and that will make it very interesting. Cut back on some of the traveling. Don't know if that's going to help because they do have private planes. I mean, they're not flying commercial. They're not getting on Delta. They got their own planes, so they can keep that bubble going a little bit further. Now, I don't know if these players are going to be staying at home, baseball players, or they're going to be able to go home after the games. I don't know. I'm going to look more into that, but I do know that they won't be doing certain things. You know, I watch a lot of baseball over the years. When the guy strikes out, it's the end of the inning, they have a guy in the dugout. The bat boy would come out there and grab the guy's little armbands and bat and, you know, his helmet, and he would run out on the field and just get ready to hit again. But now you got to carry your own stuff. No more caddies on the baseball field. You're going to have to carry your own stuff. Once you strike out, you have to get back to the dugout, take off your own stuff, put your own stuff up. No more spitting sunflower seeds, all these little things. If you get in someone's face, of course, you're going to get kicked out of the game instantly. Maybe they're going to start the referee. They can start the umpire and the coaches can argue over text messages. Maybe if he didn't like a pitch, he can send the umpire a text. Say, hey, man, I ain't like that pitch. That strike call or whatever, you know, I don't know, man. It's going to be interesting. Pretty sure they'll find a way to make it look nice on TV. I mean, focus on the field, not so much the stands, because people don't really want to see those empty stands. So they'll find a way to focus on the field more than the stands. They'll show the stands, of course, and when it's the ball in there, they'll show it. I think it'd be a lot easier to focus on the field in basketball and football, because that's majority where all the action goes on. Because in baseball, you get action, the ball, people hit fly balls, even foul balls up backwards behind the stands or whatever, and you see people jumping for them or spilling a beer, catching in their beer. Won't be none of that. So hopefully they won't show too much of the stands. Believe me, some baseball teams are used to having empty stands, so it ain't going to be too big of a difference from what they're used to in the regular season. But they will have that. So it's going to be very, 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 very interesting to see how they play this whole thing out. And some of the things they're going to do as far as to keep the fan interest. Because I've been hearing in the NFL, they're going to allow fans in the stadium, just not as many as usual. They will just block off complete sections. You can't sit in these sections because they're trying to keep people away from each other. But see, people still going to be together, man. I just don't see how they're going to do that and say they're doing the safe thing for the fans. The safe thing for the fans are not to be there. That's the safest thing for them. Watch it on TV, homie. It looks the same. Beer is cheaper. The lines aren't long. And the view's better. So I was a fan, which I am a big fan of sports. Don't plan on me going to any sporting events anytime soon. So I'll be watching them on TV. I've gone to football, basketball, baseball games. Not this year. Might be a couple more years before I do that again. So I'm going to be watching them on TV and see how that looks. But it's going to be very interesting. I know I've said interesting a lot, but I'm just very excited and anxious to see how this is going to play out. Like I said, the whole basketball thing is also another interesting angle to this thing, because basketball, these players haven't played in so long. How hard are they going to work them in training camp? Do you want to work them really hard or just not that much? Because they're going to go from not playing any games at all to, okay, we're going to have a little mini camp and we're going to play 8 little games. And then, boom, it's the playoffs. So you know good and well someone's going to be eliminated. The teams you expect to be at the top, someone's going to lose, man. Someone's going to lose. And that's going to be it. If it's the Lakers, that's another year that LeBron won't win a championship. The man is one of the greatest ball players that ever played, but he might not win a championship at LA if he don't win it this year, maybe next year. Because that team is old. I mean, LeBron's old. AD's young, but AD's got old knees. You look at the other guys on that roster, Rondo, some other dudes on that roster, Dwight Howard. They seem to be have some pretty decent chemistry, but best believe me, man, those Clippers are coming. I know it sounds funny saying that the Clippers are coming, but the Clippers got a lot of young, good talent on that team. So the Clippers are that team that's going to give the Lakers a serious run for their money in this little playoff thing if both teams can stay healthy. Because that's going to be the most important part about it. Hamstring pulls. You know, this whole soft tissue issue when it comes to being a big layoff like this. So hopefully these players, their job is to stay in shape. So hopefully they've been staying in decent shape. With this big layoff, most of these guys have their own home gyms or access to a gym with just being there. I mean, a couple of homeboys can go to the game, I mean, to the gym and work out. So hopefully they've been doing their thing and staying in shape. And that means that better be better for some good basketball when it comes back on at the end of next month. I know, like I said, I'm looking forward to it because watching old games, it ain't the business. Something to turn on TV while you're grilling outside. But there ain't nothing that's going to make me not blink while I'm watching like I do watching regular sports. I haven't changed my battery much on my remote lately because I've been watching just one thing because, you know, when sports is on, I always flicking through different games trying to find out something. Different games. Oh, look at that score. I'm going to watch that game. I've been doing that lately. Turn on something. Put the remote on the TV because you won't be turning that much, getting ain't much on TV. So when sports come back on, hope here in the next few weeks, unless we have some crazy business with this coronavirus, even worse than what it already is, I think it should be kicking back up. I mean, not that it's the most important thing in the world, but it gives people a little getaway from the real world, which is the coronavirus and all the uprising that's going on. In this country of ours right now. I don't want to get into that. Like I said, I'm trying to keep it all positive. Yeah, baseball is going to be good. Basketball, football. I do believe even soccer is coming back here pretty soon too. The MLS is going to be back. I haven't heard much about hockey. They're trying to figure out how they're going to do theirs. Are they going to do the bubble thing like the NBA is doing? Or are they going to do their own stadiums? I don't know. I'm not big on hockey. It's a Canadian sport. So I'm not thinking hockey. I think Canada. Don't really think much about the U.S. playing too much hockey, even though they have a lot of players, a lot of teams here in the U.S. Most of those players are from other countries, but they do play their sport here in the U.S. of A. So, like I said, we'll see what happens, man. I'll be looking forward to it, what's going to go on with all of that. Out of the three, out of the baseball, football, and basketball, I would probably say I'm most looking forward to probably the basketball season starting back up more than any of it because I think they're doing the smartest of it, keeping the players around each other, trying to keep them in a bubble. Still talking about millionaires, have access to a lot of things. Are they going to be able to stay disciplined enough to stay straight-laced and not go stray out of that bubble and get themselves in trouble? When everybody's got cameras now, which is going to be tough. Are they going to be sneaking people in the bubble? I don't know. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be like a reality show. It's going to be very interesting, but I'm looking forward to that. All right, y'all. Just giving a few of my thoughts on what's going on in this world of sports. Like I said, man, bring on the MLB, bring on the NFL and NBA. Come on back, baby. We miss you. Soul on Sports. I'm out.